everybody that's home and listening. So we just pray that everybody that couldn't get out this morning is home and they're listening. Amen. We have an awful lot of angels in here this morning. All of you all do. Praise the Lord for today. That's going to be an awesome service. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Do I hear an amen in here this morning?
Amen.
I'll tell you, we're going to need to hear something this morning. I want you to stand, and it may be a little bit long what I'm reading today, but I really felt led to read this. I'm going to be reading Psalm 34, my favorite. My favorite. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and I always said because they believed it. Their faces were not ashamed because they knew they would not be put to shame. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. He was delivered from all of his fears, and that's me, and we've been delivered and saved from all of our troubles. And then it says, the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear him to deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. Now, listen to this. There is no want to those who fear him. There is what? No want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. If it's a good thing, it's God's will for you to have it. Do I hear an amen on that?
Amen.
You will not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. That's me. The face of the Lord, though, is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them, again, out of all their troubles. Say that with me. He delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but guess what? The Lord delivers him from a few of them. What? Right. And does it matter where the afflictions come from? It doesn't matter if you made a poor choice. It doesn't matter if the enemy's, if you're under attack. It doesn't matter why the affliction comes. But it says he delivers you out. Come on. Out of them all. All right. And then it says he guards all his bones. My bones are all protected. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. But the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. If you're walking under condemnation, it did not come from God. Because he said his children do not walk in condemnation because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is therefore now no what? Condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus today?
Amen.
Well, all right. Well, let's praise him. Come on, church.
I hear the voice of one crying. I hear a voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. I hear a voice of one crying. I hear a voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus. As sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet, so you love the city and you love the streets. Every child out playing by the old front door, every baby lying on the bedroom floor, every dreamer dreaming in their getting job, every driver driving through the rush hour mob. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. Can you feel it? You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home. Yeah. Oh, the brooding of the spirit, lay your burdens down, lay your burdens down. Revive us, revive us, revive. The preacher preaching when the well is dry, to the lost soul reaching for the higher high, from the young man working to his hopes and fears, to the widow walking to a veil of tears. Every man and woman, every old and young, every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home. Yeah. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of the spirit.
sin.
Come on, church.
Revive us. Revive us. Revive us.
Church, give him the praise Hallelujah. And the honor and the glory. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we love you so much today, and we just praise you. I tell you what, we need to make some declarations this morning. I need to do it. I need to begin to stand more and to begin to speak more, to be more aggressive, to be more of a fighter instead of just sitting back and just letting be what's going to be. Amen. Come on, church. Dare to believe this morning.
God that we serve. don't be afraid to stand up and sing. I dare to believe.
No, don't be afraid.
No, don't be afraid to stand up and sing. I dare to believe.
Don't be afraid.
No, don't be afraid to stand up and sing. I dare to believe.
Now, don't you? You just need to get mean. You need to mean what you say. There you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that regardless of your situation, like I read in Psalm 34, he's never going to let you go. I'm righteous. Anybody else righteous in here? Why are we righteous? Because of Jesus. I don't stand in my own righteousness. But I put on my robe of righteousness. You put your robe of righteousness on. Amen. Glory to God. Even though I walk song up. I tell you what, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. I want to tell you a little testimony before we do that song again. My sons, we've shared a few things. He's been going through some things. Really difficult times with his back. And several months ago, while he was going through stuff with his back, things at work, and then some of the medication they put him on, and he was, it finally got so bad, he knew he was going to have to do something, and Cindy was about ready to knock him in the head. And it was really bad. And so finally he realized he had a war. He had to get that out of his head. All that he had allowed all that to settle right here in his mind. And all he thought about was how bad his back hurt, how difficult it was at work, and how depressed he was. He didn't want to leave the house, and he didn't want to stay at home. And how many of you know that's not the blessings of God? That's the curse of the law. And we've been delivered from that. And many Christians accept that as part of life here. And they don't think they're going to be delivered from that kind of stuff till they get to heaven. Well, I want you to know that my word tells me that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord did. Well, anyway, let me finish my story a little bit. But he got to just consuming the word of God. And I mean, he listened when he was driving, when he was home. When he had 15 minutes, he was reading the word, the different scriptures the Lord gave him. He came out of that. Now, did everything, all the symptoms go away? No. He still works where he works. God's going to heal his back. What changed? His head changed. And so the other day he sent me, and we started sending messages to each other like, oh boy, I heard this one. Or he said, I heard Dad the other day, and it really, you know, he listens to his dad. And then he said, and I'd say, well, now I got a message here. I was listening to Andrew Womack, and I'd send it to him, and he downloaded all those and listened to them. And then he said the other day, where they used to go to church, he still listens to that pastor and he sent me, he said, Mom, said, you got to go in and hear this. Said, this man read my mail. Well, I listened to it, and it was about afflictions. And you know, and he goes through, and got up there, and he was doing a sermon. They were taping for TV, and he never does a sermon like this when he's taping for TV. He does different times, but he says there's somebody that needs to hear this. Well, he got to talking about afflictions. He talked about the different ways they come and where they come from. And, of course, they're not none of them from God, but some things happen because you make a poor choice. Some things happen because we're in this world and the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And we're, you know. And so, but then he said, but regardless, Psalm 34 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord does what? Delivers him from them all. And Scott said, I emailed that pastor and said, you know, when you said, I don't know who I'm preaching this for, Scott said, you just read my mail where I have been, you know. And I thought, glory to God, I don't know who's listening today, but, you know, we don't need, it may be cold outside, and there may be snow, and there may be some ice, but we don't need to let our spiritual life get snug and just get comfortable and quit going out there and believing God for what he's promised us. I'm not going to settle. I am not going to settle. You know, we look at things here, and, you know, the last three Sundays it's been bad weather. Attendance has been lower. And I said that in the bulletin. You know, our offerings have been down. But you know what? Y'all are our source. You know where our source comes from? Our source comes from God. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. And you know, the thing is, some of you may be getting ready to get really blessed. Because when you get blessed, we get blessed. So if you want to claim this morning a supernatural blessing from God so that you can bless New Life for the Nation, hey, you know what? Let's do that. But he's going to do it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Even though I walk through the valley of
Sing a new song to him who sits on adore you.
Worship and pray.